This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, tomorrow, British regulators are expected to propose major changes to the way a key interest rate is set. I'm talking about LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate, which is used as a reference for hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of mortgages, student loans, and other transactions. At least a dozen banks are accused of rigging that rate in what's being called the biggest scam in financial history. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
There is a smoking gun in this scandal, a series of emails between traders and bank officials about rigging LIBOR. Here's a dramatic reenactment.
Please set the three-month LIBOR as high as possible today.
Dude, I owe you big time. Come over one day after work and I'm opening a bottle of Bollinger.
LIBOR was vulnerable to rigging because of the way the rates are calculated. They're based on a daily assessment. A number of chosen banks say how much it would cost them to borrow from other banks. But this is only an assessment.
It's an estimate. It's supposed to be a good faith estimate, but it is indeed an estimate.
Hugo Dixon of the financial website Breaking Views. He says often the banks may not be borrowing, so they're not reporting actual transactions.
It is a judgment of what they would have to pay if they were going to borrow.
And he says that opened LIBOR to abuse. Within the banks that were making those interest rate estimates, there are traders betting on LIBOR.
They would go to their colleagues who were submitting these estimates and saying, can you sort of nudge it up a bit today or nudge it down a bit today, so that they could then profit from their trading positions.
And, says Ruth Bender of the Cranfield School of Management, the banks would only need to nudge LIBOR by a few fractions of a percent.
When you have trades that are in the hundreds and millions of dollars, a fraction of a percentage either way ends up as big money.
So far, only Barclays has admitted rigging LIBOR, but other banks were almost certainly involved. Analyst Ralph Silver says that could well lead to criminal prosecutions.
That, of course, is collusion, and that is not permitted in the U.S.
Lawyers are circling. Multi-billion dollar lawsuits are looming. Trust in the financial system has taken another battering. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.